some real solid evidence. So anyway, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia on KBOO. It's your radio station.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Muertos PDX 9th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration on November 2nd at noon at Adio Cinema in Portland. Muertos PDX will be hosting its annual Dia de los Muertos celebration with musical performances, a children's story time, calavera decorating stations, mariachi, Katrina's traditional Mexican cuisine, and much more. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit Oregon por Mexico for earthquake relief in Mexico. Again, that's Muertos PDX 9th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration on November 2nd at noon at Adio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under community events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Big Waters Falling Up Tour, Tuesday, November 14th at 8 p.m. at the Paris Theater in Portland. Portland locals Big Water will be closing out their Falling Up Tour, featuring special guest Danielle Betancourt on the violin. Big Water will also be sponsoring a feeding for houseless people through AMA Global Care and the Paris Theater. Again, that's Big Water's Falling Up Tour, Tuesday, November 14th at 8 p.m. at the Paris Theater, 6 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Art of the Protest Song, Sunday, November 12th at 2 p.m. at the Oregon Historical Society in Portland. The Art of the Protest Song partners the Oregon Historical Society with four local folk musicians to present a showcase of popular and topical protest songs from the Kennedy era, as well as original songs focused on contemporary issues. This event is free and open to the public. Again, that's the Art of the Protest Song, Sunday, November 12th at 2 p.m. at the Oregon Historical Society, 1200 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Faces without hope and without homes. And the guns they grow.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, November 2nd, 2017, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your resistance radio, your sanctuary radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio. Oh, Donald Trump. Wow. Is he ever upset about the media right now? Pretty much everything, down to mimeograph dog catcher report. It's all fake news, you know. The weather for the next few days, I'm going to take us all the way through Sunday up to Monday morning. For today, we are going to see a high around 54 and a really solid chance of precipitation, which solid chance is clattering down on Portland right now. Tonight, rain and a low around 45. For Friday, rain and, it's only going to get up to about 50 on Friday. Friday night, lows around 40. And for Saturday, another wet day and a high around 49. Phew, that's chilly. For Saturday night, showers are very, very likely. And we should see, again, lows around 40, a prop lower in outlying areas. And Sunday sees wet skies and highs around 48. Sunday night, again, it's going to rain most of Sunday night, and we're going to see lows around 38. So wet, cold, and it's wet, it's cold, and it's Monday would be the next upcoming piece of news. So for all the just a minute on the theme, to all the Democratic operatives out there weeping and twisting their collective hankies, it's really simple. Americans have been reborn as consumers. You would not have seen even 20-25 years ago a creature the likes of the Consumer Confidence Report, right? Consumer confidence is incredibly important. Consumers aren't. Consumer confidence is. It's worth reporting on. They come up with a number every day as a measure of how useful people are, people who consume. People who spend money are useful to the machinery. People who don't have any money and consequently don't buy anything, they're useless. They don't count. They're not human. They're not people. And they will be ground up one way or another. And Democrats, meanwhile, are mired in dismay because they live in an America full of citizens, and they are tailoring their campaign, parsing the recently released autopsy report, which was penned, they say, by some pretty solid, I hate to call people, but I hate to slam that epithet, left wing, or even left, but liberal, I suppose, progressive, mind came up with about 35 pages. The autopsy report, what went wrong? Much smarter to take that and from each point that went wrong, generate an answer and a good solid answer of how to fix it moving forward. That said, Democrats still seem to imagine that they live in a nation full of citizens. Citizens vote. Consumers spend. It's a big difference. We don't have democracy. We have capitalism. And where and how you spend money makes an enormous difference. In fact, where and how you spend money is the only voice that you have anymore. It is all just your money speaking. If your actual voice is absolutely of no value whatsoever. And this is something that Democrats apparently fail to take into account. The whole autopsy report reflects the consumer confidence that we're citizens and we live in a democracy, and from time to time we vote. That's gone, and the genius of the Republicans, something they just stumbled on, was, of course, lying works, and it's not illegal. And secondly, they come up with a brand, a product, and market it, and they sell it, and that works. And that's what they've been doing so successfully. Instead of looking for Democrats, a final thought on that. For Democrats looking at what went wrong with their party tactics and strategies throughout the last election's process is useless. It is of no value whatsoever, because citizens are not of any value, but consumers are. So it would have been a better idea to go and pick apart the Republican campaigns and see what they did. That said, moving right along, we're going to try to talk with Pierre Gallegos. I've asked you, the listener out there, what you think about this consumer v. citizen dialogue. And I now would like to ask Pierre Gallegos if we are able to reach her. I've been trying to do so, just that all week. We had Karen Bernal on yesterday, and I was in time that we had, it was not possible to take up such a huge question, but we certainly did lay the groundwork. And for those of you who are listening and recall that conversation, get ready, because hopefully here comes Pia. We'll keep trying to reach her. And at some point, too, we were going to try to talk with Norman Solomon, also one of the contributors to the autopsy report. He's the co-founder of RootsAction.org and the former national coordinator of the Bernie Delegates Network and an alumni of KBOO. So the Palestinian Prisoner Society is notes that a hunger-striking detainer has been moved into solitary confinement. They report that the Israeli Prison Authority in Ashkelon has transferred the prisoner to an incredibly harsh, terrifying place. And if you want to know how terror is enacted, take a look at pretty much everything that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, do to eliminate, to wipe out Palestinians and Palestine from that area forevermore. The key quote here from Ben-Gurion at the founding of the State of Israel was, "The old will die, and the young will forget." And so far that hasn't worked out very well for them. No one's forgetting, and even the dead speak in Palestine. While Britain celebrates the founding of the State of Israel, or the foundation of the State of Israel, through the Balfour Declaration 100 years ago, meanwhile, back in Palestine, Israeli soldiers abducted 8 Palestinians in Jenin, Qalqilya, Tul Karem, and Jerusalem. The Palestinian Prisoner Society reported again that the soldiers invaded at dawn on Wednesday Kibbutz town, which is south of Jenin, if you are looking at the map of what's left of Palestine. The map of Palestine, if you look at it sequentially over the years, it looks like the body of some creature slowly being picked clean down to the bone. So it's pretty easy to find these places on the map. And the abductions took place, 8 people gone. Then the Israeli army abducted another 5 Palestinians after that, injuring one in Bethlehem. And then just yesterday, Israeli soldiers injured 2 Palestinians in Nablus. We're moving right along. I've got more of this for you. An Arab American activist was banned from entering Israel. The Israeli occupation authorities, just recently on Tuesday this week, the Arab American activist Rayed Jarar from entering Israel over his support of the boycott movement against Israel. Jarar was barred from accessing the pre-1948 Palestinian lands by a recommendation of the Israeli, no less than the Israeli Minister of Internal Security, a chap by the name of Golad Erdan. And if you Google Golad, go for it, see what pops up. Man is a brutal sadist, but you know, you don't get to be the Israeli Minister of Internal Security if you're not a brutal sadist. The reconciled government is ready to take over in Gaza, the border crossing, so the Hamas and Fatah seem to be shaking hands and making up. The National Reconciliation Government confirmed its readiness to take full responsibility. And meanwhile, back in America, the nation continues to fall apart and shatter along fault lines that have been decades, dare I say, centuries in the making. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, November 2nd. Engineering for us today, Derek Crooks. Derek is also, of course, the AM News and Public Affairs Director here at KBOO. I am Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints. Has the U.S. created a ticking time bomb in Central Asia that went off yesterday in New York City? We'll talk a lot about that. We'll also be joined by David Bacon to talk about free trade and other issues related to brown people in this country. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.